The answer is up arrow, potassium, down arrow, bicarbonate, down arrow, calcium, up arrow, phosphate, and other arrows I did not include here, down arrow, pH, which makes sense because we have a high anion gap metabolic acidosis consistent with our low bicarb. We would have a down arrow for CO2 because there would be respiratory compensation where we blow it off. Sodium is variable. We can have low, normal, or elevated sodium in renal failure. These arrows, extremely high yield on the step one for renal failure. For steps two and three, the focus will mainly be the patient's lab values in the vignette, where you would have to assess that the patient has renal failure and then make your diagnosis or your next best step in management accordingly. Okay, that's it.